when we say Atta at the end of the first bracha of the Amidah, it will be a very different Atta to the beginning, because we've gone through the whole first bracha. We've developed a sense of awareness of Hashem, of His involvement in creation, in history and in our lives. So it's worth mentioning the Baal HaTanya and Tarar, Parshas Miketz. He says that this word Atta needs to be expressed from the depths of our hearts. It's a second person singular, you. As if Gilui Elokus Yisbarach, the awareness of the revelation of Hashem, is at least as real to us as our perception of human beings. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai means in the Gemara when he says to his students, his Talmidim, Halavai she'amara shamayim aleichem kamara basav adam. If only you had fear of Hashem like you have fear of people. They thought, that's such a big thing. He says, yeah. Be as real with Hashem as you are with the people around you. So when you say Atta, we can actually request from Hashem a Gilui of Elokus, an enhanced awareness of Hashem and His involvement in our lives. That's Baruch Atta, an extension. Baruch is an extension. I want more awareness. I want to be more real. This journey through Tefillah, 3 times a day, is meant to make us more aware of Hashem, the reality of His existence, His involvement in our lives, His omnipotence. So we express it with a sense of awareness. We seek to enhance that awareness too. The Yesod HaAvodah says, even if a person is just not feeling it, and they feel the heart is closed, this word Atta can have the effect of opening up a closed heart. Because Atta means Hashem is with you right now. So whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm thinking, can give ourselves permission to develop a sense of awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in our lives. Whatever we've gone through. It's interesting that Chofetz Chaim says that with all the other words in the Amidah, there are lots of different opinions on what they mean. But on Atta, everybody agrees it means you. It means every single Jew has the privilege of standing in front of Hashem. Atta, Lashon Leichach. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what you feel, every single Jew has the privilege and the possibility of expressing this word Atta, to feel Hashem's presence, to feel close, because He allows us to say Atta. So whatever we said at the beginning of the Amidah is all true. But now that we end of the first bracha, we should be able to say this word Atta with even more kavana, more awareness of Hashem. And asking Hashem for even more closeness than that.